Hello, and welcome to the Makers Misfits podcast. We're a group of friends playing Pathfinder's second edition adventure path, The Extinction Curse, and we're a cast made up entirely of people of color. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. Now, what you're hearing is me from the future. Turns out, putting on a podcast takes a lot of work, and you learn a hell of a lot about it as time goes on. I say all that to ask of you to give this scoop a chance. Hell, skip ahead if you want. See what we sound like now. Heads up, we're still going to get the rules wrong. But the audio, that only gets better. And I swear I'll never do the critical hit thing ever again. But what makes this podcast special? That doesn't change. We are old friends. You're about to hear 20 plus years of inside jokes. We grew up together. We played nerd games together. We laughed together. They all make fun of me together. And now we wanted to share that with everyone else. You're about to hear the character intros, and the story goes off from there. Thanks for giving us your time. See you all around.
So without further ado, let's have our cast introduce themselves. First up, Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'll be playing the gnome sorcerer Fidget. And at this circus, I am part of the talent as a entertainer.
After that, we got Chris.
Hello, my name is Chris. I am playing a dwarven inventor by the name of Grimlock Brownbrick. And I am going to be your pyrotechnic at the circus.
Elmer, your third.
My name's Elmer. My character is Akbu. I am a half-orc, and I am security guard for the carnival. Oh, and I'm also a monk.
Zach?
What's up? I'm Zach. I'm going to be playing a rogue goblin named Naz, and I am going to be a backup clown.
And finally, our little baby boy, Marcus.
I'm Marcus. And I will be playing Schnapp, the Snow Goblin. And me and a couple of friends are going to be putting on a show at the circus where I will be performing with my familiar.
I'm going to be honest, that's probably the least we've ever talked over anyone. That was good job, everyone. Good job. You're all podcasters now. So we're going to go ahead. Oh, no. It started. all right.
What the fuck?
What's wrong, Zach?
Keep going. Just keep going.
The editor can't say what the fuck.
I know, because you're like, "Oh, we did a great job, guys." And just in my head, I'm like, I'm just thinking of afterwards of editing all this. So I'm like, just,
you know. Can leave some of it in. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. So let's go ahead and start this adventure. So this adventure begins on the Isle of Arran, the smaller of the two main islands that the human god Arrodin rose from the seas many, many years ago. In the time you are all present, the island is home to a few cities and settlements, and the circus of Rayward Wonders, after performing for a few farmers and traveling merchants, has made it big time. Your first full-fledged performance in this night, and it's time to prepare. Go ahead and tell me what your characters are doing to prepare.
Oh,
not
wow.
All at once, everyone.
We're also polite. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I guess I'll go first. All right. So I am a laborer by trade. So I am just, you know, kind of putting up posts, kind of setting up the tent, you know, putting in stakes, tying down ropes, setting up the ring, whatever needs to be done. If I have a break, I'm not necessarily sure I will, since this is a tough job. I will go ahead and just exercise, you know, try to keep my body in peak physical condition, maybe add a little meditation session or two. But that's what I'm doing during that's what Akbu is doing during the setup phase.
So I could see you like starting to set up like the moving all the boxes around, making sure that everything's like fed and ready to go.
Yes, we could add that in too.
Yeah, sure. I mean if we're setting up for the big show. Did you guys see? You guys?
Yeah, I did. Nice reveal.
Yeah.
Big show.
Big show. And then you saw. I wasn't going to put a bunch of tokens in because I didn't want it to be all crazy.
For those who can't see our Pathfinder, we have exactly like 11 people at our show.
But no, just times it by like 30.
Packed house.
Yeah, it's packed. Like there's hundreds of people in here.
You know, we're taking the COVID-19. Regulation, seriously.
Everyone is 6 feet separated. Let's see. Let's make sure. There we go. Everyone's double six masks. Feet away. Yeah, double mask up.
Grimlock Brownbrick, he is making sure all the pyrotechnics and all the fireworks are getting set up. He's been seeing them practice for a while now, and he is not quite confident in this group here. So he's trying to bring it by other means, you know?
I could see that. I forgot to ask. Elmer, can you describe what your character looks like?
Yeah, sure. So I'm about 5'8". I have green skin, silver-ish hair. My bottom two incisors teeth. I think that's what they're called.
Incisors.
Incisors. Yeah. Sorry. My bad to all the oral hygienists out there.
all one of you.
Yeah, they both stick out. I've got robes on. They've got some kind of blue and white kind of, you know, simple design on them. And I mostly am, if you ever see me around, I'm mostly just traveling light. I may have a bag on me at times, but it's pretty rare. It may just contain food, maybe, you know, a drink or two. But I mostly try to travel light.
All right. And then Chris, can you describe yours?
Yeah, he's a middle-aged dwarf, really gruff in appearance with kind of a thick, unkept beard. And he always has welding goggles kind of on him, either over his eyes or like, you know, resting on his head. On his torso, he has a bunch of different like gizmos, gadgets, and gears kind of running. He has tools on his waist, and all that's like covering his greasy apron that he's always wearing, like his work apron. That's pretty much it.
I think Myron would come over to you. Myron, by the way, he is the leader of this circus. Him and the professor, they were the ones that left the celestial menagerie who just treated their people poorly, their animals poorly. Just like, you know, like normal circuses that get a really bad rep in our normal lives, how they treat animals badly. That's like all celestial menagerie, but like times 10, like really bad people. And so Myron and the professor ran off with some of the other performers and they started this new circus. And that's where you guys are coming in.
Got it.
So Myron comes over to you and he's like, "Well, hey, how are you doing there, Brumblebook? That's your name, right?"
Grimlock.
Oh, Grimlock. I'm sorry. I get confused every once in a while. But what are you doing? Why aren't you setting up the fire for the Flamboni sisters?
The who? The
Flamboni sisters, the other part of the act we have.
I was just trying to get this spot really tight over here before I, you know. Can you just let me do my work over here, please?
I would love to if you would do the job that I got you here for. I'm just kidding. You can do what you want to do. I'm not going to mess with you. But in all seriousness, can you please make sure that the Flamboni sisters don't light themselves on fire? All they do is juggle with flames, and that seems to be your whole schnick here.
Yeah, I'll go stop by any second after this, you know.
Yeah, I know that you were messing with their torches and did some weird things and made the flames bigger, and that's great. I love flames being bigger.
Bigger means better.
Sure, yeah, bigger is always better. That's what my mama always said to me. Now make sure. Don't give me that face. It's fine. I grew up in a normal household. Bigger is better.
What the fuck? this is getting weird.
Damn.
Grimlock turns away halfway through, not him talking, to go find these sisters.
Yo, that dude, that guy's mom was Zeus. Okay.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Our half orc friends. Akbu. I think the professor is going to come over to you and be like, "Hello, Akbu. Are you ready for the show tonight?"
"Yes, I am very much ready to secure the premises to let the show go on."
I don't see there being many ruffians around these parts, but I don't know for sure. This is the biggest city we're here for.
It's a testament to my good work so far.
That no one has interrupted us as we prepare?
Yes.
Whatever floats your boat, Akbu. I think you're a fine bodyguard.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words.
I have you protect me at all hours of my life.
I appreciate the kind words.
All right. Keep doing it. He shuffles away, but like he's like little shuffle with his old feet. And then let's see here. Fidget, what are you doing?
Fidget is a young gnome woman. She is probably around a little bit over 3.5 feet tall. She has a really dashing red scarlet hair. Her skin's like her skin's like a dark natural tan with, but like she has like these strange like red like freckles on her face that kind of give her a natural blush. She is right now she's having a pep talk with her familiar Bartholomew and practicing for her act tonight, where she's just juggling a few juggling pins right now as she's just kind of like talking to Bartholomew as he is scrounging through her pack and like getting things ready, because he is a familiar, his familiar trait right now is ambidextrous, so he can like use his paws as people hands, so he can like do like little like simple tasks and stuff.
I think Myron's gonna come over to you and address you really fast. Fitchit, okay. Hello there. I know we just got our hands on you here, and we're really excited to what you're gonna showcase here. But I have a question.
Oh yeah, Myron, no problem. What can I do for you?
I'm really worried about your squirrel.
Bart's? Oh no, Bart's a rat. Don't. It's not a squirrel.
Oh, it's very fluffy.
Yes. I give Bartholomew a bath every day, and I make sure to comb out his fur. And I also make sure to dye his fur too, so he's like striking, so he matches my hair. Then like as he pops out, like Bartholomew is like, he has like striking like red fur that matches my hair. That matches Finch's hair.
Well, that's good and impressive. That's quite a look, if I do say so. But so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Squirrel, rat, either way, we love animals here. Animals need to be taken care of with the highest care.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I was just making sure that the dye you were using, it wasn't tested on animals, right?
Oh, don't worry. Bartholomew's not really an animal anyway.
That doesn't answer my question.
He won't get affected by anything, so it's fine. It's just paint.
Okay. Just, I want to make sure. We have a saying here. An animal is as good as a human.
Oh, don't worry, Myron. Bartholomew's more like my partner than a pet, so he always gets the best care.
All right. Well, Fidget, have a good day, and I can't wait to see what you bring to us.
Yeah, bye now.
And he just walks away. He's just making rounds. Myron's really good at just checking up on all of his talent, making sure everyone's set up. And then we're going to go snap over to Snap. And Snap, what do you think you're doing?
So Snap right now will be practicing with his own crew, including himself, his familiar, and a pug wompy that I have summoned.
His familiar?
Or his animal companion.
Okay, you scared me there.
Yeah.
What is your animal companion?
So, let me just talk about Snap first. So Snap is a snow goblin, really young, even for goblin ages. Recently turned 5. Right now he is he's practicing, so he just has his pants on, which are white fur pants. His shirt is off. It reveals his light blue skin, where if you imagine his definition, imagine a 6-year-old, and that's kind of similar build, like a 6-year-old human. So, okay. So light blue skin. And my familiar, or my animal companion, is a Deinonychus, which is a bird-like raptor. She goes by the name of Snowflake, often called Snow, because she is nearly all white, but with black accenting near her claws and her talons, and bright blue eyes.
Okay, alrighty. So you said you're accompanied by 3 people?
Also accompanying us is a Pugwampy, which is a short dog man-looking thing. It's a type of fae. You can constantly hear him yelling because Pugwampy are known for having terrible hearing, which is ironic because they have big ears.
Okay. So you guys are just practicing your shenanigans?
Yeah, privately. Very, like, away from the group. We don't
talk to anybody.
Okay.
But each other.
And I, you know, how long have you been with the circus?
About a year.
Okay. So I'm going to say that Myron and the professor, they know, and so they're not going to mess with you. Perfect. So they're going to let you have your moment to get ready, get the stage rights going. Let's see here. And then our last person is Naz. Naz, what are you doing? And what do you look like?
I look like I am about 19, which is pretty old for goblins. I have a bunch of kind of torn clothes. I have holes in my shoes, bunch of pouches, but I also have some looks like valuables on me that I'm wearing. Because I tend to gamble a lot and just end up just using the things that I have on me to gamble with. I kind of like have a lot those kind of valuables on me. I have an eye patch, and holes in my shoes.
What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm just kind of, I've been with the circus for about 2 years, so I kind of know what's going on and know how to put on the show and how to work with the backup clowns. So I kind of talk to them already and not doing much and just sitting back smoking, not wanting to be bothered.
Okay. One of the acts is going to come up and talk to you really fast because you are in charge of you're just in case something goes wrong, you're another client. And it's going to be Eliza. And Eliza is someone who has a show. So she has deadly vipers of many kinds and dances with a 16-foot long anaconda. That's what she does.
Okay.
And so she's going to come over and talk to you like, well, hello there, Naz. Okay, you're just gonna go ahead and start that right off the bat. If you could, my Mr. Tickles isn't a fan of the smoking, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
We went through this before with Mr. Tickles. He says it was fine.
Well, you unfortunately can't speak to my long anaconda, so I don't know how you would speak to him.
He says it was fine. Trust me.
Oh, okay. But just next time you come out during my performance, if you cannot blow smoke rings at this... Yep. That's the thing I'm asking you not to do. Please do not blow... Please. There's kids here at the circus. Just be reminded of that, please.
Fine. I'll go outside.
Thank you. Just not next to the dung either. Because last time you threw one of your cigarillos out and it landed in the dung and we couldn't get that smell away for us for at least a week.
It actually adds a lot of flavor if you...
Did you eat? What do you mean? Why does it add flavor?
For when the customers leave and throw their trash, they throw it next to the dung and my cigarettes add a lot of flavor, actually.
Okay, just don't blow smoke rings, please, at the snakes. Thank you. I'm going to leave now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that was... Okay. So that's a thing that you do.
So I have a question.
One bad habit out of the way.
Are you eating cigarettes?
I eat nasty shit.
So you lit it up like twice in that like 30-second conversation. So my question is, did you not light it well enough to keep it lit, or did you just finish one in one drag and then light another one
and then swallow it?
Yeah. I'm a chain smoker. I throw it at the poop because it adds flavor for when I get the trash.
My question is, do you smoke them because you like smoking them, or do you smoke them because you want to eat them?
It's a bad habit because it's addicting, but it also adds so much flavor to the food.
He's not asking any of these questions. He's not asking any of these questions we're asking him.
Just a PSA for all the listeners. Maker's Misfits does not promote smoking of any kind.
Naz does.
It's really bad for you.
It's really bad.
You look so cool while you do it.
I can put it in Pathfinder terms. Your charisma goes up, your wisdom and intelligence go down,
and your constitution will eventually die.
Way down.
All right. By the way, the Circus of Wayward Wonders is horrible for my lisp. Not my list. My speaking thingy. My R's.
Speech impediment.
My speech impediment. Thank you. My mouth. Yes, it sucks for my mouth. All right. The Circus of Wayward Wonders. I'm going to push through this motherfucker. Performs in an enormous tent capable of holding hundreds of people. And that's a good thing. As it seems, the entire population of Aberton has turned out for the show. Aberton is a city that you guys are performing at. Many of the town's most prominent citizens, including its mayor, are among the throng of jostling for seats, peering at the three rings that fill the center of the tent and waiting excitedly for the show to begin. As the lights go down and the audience settles onto their seats, the circus performers take their places backstage, awaiting their cues. Suddenly, several of the performers closest to the curtain that separate the three rings from the rest of the tent leave their assignments, gathering in a small crowd to exchange frightened whispers and hushed gasps. Amid the group, his body contorted as if caught forever in the throes of terrible pain, is the corpse of the ringmaster, Myron Thunder Standhall. Everyone in the circus knew Myron for his amazing, powerful voice that could bring instant silence to the largest crowd. And he knew everything there is to know about putting on a successful performance. Now, he's dead, but the crowd's still out there, and they're expecting a show. So you guys see some of the performers, a lot of them just all huddled around right here where I'm peeking, with Myron's dead body. What do you guys do?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I'm just in a bit of a state of disbelief, and Akbu just kind of, I guess, starts looking for, you know, a shovel maybe, not to immediately dig a grave, but you know, I want to be able to, you know, treat the cadaver respectfully. You know, I wanted to have a good passage on to the next life. So I might, in my search for a shovel in the immediate area, kind of see if there's any like flowers that were going to be used for show or decoration. But yeah, this is my way of grieving, just kind of making sure that he passes on to the next life properly.
Naz wants to help.
Well, Fidget will quietly and quietly just kind of like walk up, even though like, so she's not like expected as guests for the others, because she hasn't really known Myron for that long. She's like, she basically just met everyone at the circus, but she's definitely saddened by this fact, but she's not gonna help them bury him right now. She's gonna approach Akbu and Naz and be like, well, look, I know you guys might have known Myron for long, but maybe we should try to notify, like, maybe does the town have a guard or some kind of like people, because he's basically just,
I don't, I he looks pretty,
he's
dead.
Murdered, so we have to do something. We can't just like start burying him. Like,
it's,
we have to
fine,
figure out what
it's happened. Fine. He needs to go in the,
no, it's not fine. Like, what are you talking about? So how is this any fine at all? He's just like, he's our boss and he's dead right in front of us, and you're just saying
we'll get
fine
a new boss. We'll get a new boss. We gotta bury him so he could go to his ancestors.
It's Akbu, right? I think we met once or twice.
Come on, Akbu.
Yes.
You have to agree with me, right? That like, this is something terrible happened here. Like, this, you can't just bury him right now. We have to figure out what happened. We have to at least get the mayor of Aberton or someone out here, or someone who has authority. He's one of us. He was one of you. Like, you're just going to bury him, not trying to figure out what happened?
I do agree. I do agree. However, I am just preparing for the inevitable. As I do want to make his path
an easy one.
That's what I want to do too.
Mm. I can appreciate that sentiment, but like, I feel like we should figure this out before you start looking for shovels or flowers and all of that. And we can give him a proper burial later.
At this time, the professor enters, the old hand. He comes into the back and is like, what's happened? What are you doing? What happened here?
Myron's dead. Straight up, just dead.
Okay. Well, what are you all standing around for? He asked, his weak voice barely audible in the hushed silence.
We're trying to bury him to give him a good passing.
But have you seen the crowd? We haven't had a tent packed this full. There's a show to put on.
A man's dead.
The faster we bury him, the faster we can put on the show.
A man's dead.
Myron would want it this way.
Yeah.
So finish your makeup, get into your costumes, and send in the clowns.
The show must go on.
At that moment, the clowns bust like they just heard a speech from Rocky himself. And they wipe the tears from their makeup, and they bust through the curtains, juggling and making loud, obnoxious sounds.
Wait,
and you can tell that they're fully into this.
Wait, did they wipe away their real tears, or did they wipe away their drawn-on makeup tears?
They drew on makeup tears while everything was happening.
The hood tears.
Okay,
we gotta go to the back to bury this body.
Yeah, you know what? Akbu doesn't like just leaving his body there. It's not being treated with respect, and he feels that, you know, his he feels that this is just utterly disrespectful.
Oh god.
So he's kind of like in like his own little state of, you know, little kind of internal battle, just trying to figure out if he should go man his post for security or, you know, continue going on with a proper burial.
That makes sense. What do you know, what kind of god Akbu worships?
He's just spiritual, you know. just a spiritual guy.
All right.
Zodiac sign.
So the professor is going to go to Fidget. Like Fidget, everyone else is kind of all sad, and there's a time for mourning, and right now is not that time. We need to get the show going. We need to make sure that the show goes on for Myron.
I agree. Yeah, we gotta get Myron to the
back. When did you show up? I was just Fidget.
Oh, just kidding. I'm talking to myself.
No, it's fine. It's fine, Naz. I could use your help too. In fact, Akbu, come here too. Grimlock, Snap, come here.
Okay.
You guys, and women, I need your help. The circus has to go on. We need the gold. We can't afford to lose it. We need to eat. This is this is capitalism. This is what happens. You have to move on. Capitalism doesn't have time for your tears, Fidget.
I agree with Professor here. As soon as I saw all Myron bodies on the ground, I lived by his last few words to me. As big is always better. So I just, you know, I was adding more fuel, add more explosives to the pyrotechnics, and, you know, I think it's going to be quite a show. That's all I got to say.
Money is just a construct of this reality.
The show must go on. We got to continue with the show.
Is this what you call do when someone just dies in front of you? You just go on? You just bury it all in front of you? Myron died. Oh, hi, Shaylin. I don't know.
Hope?
Myron died. Snap. Yeah. You know who Myron is, right?
I don't remember your Longshanks names ever. I thought we were just doing the show. I don't know why we're.
We talked about that here. Longshanks word. We talked about that. We like not to use it.
But we use words, don't we?
Okay, we'll talk about this again later, Snap. But I need you guys to put this show on. You're the only ones that seem to have it together.
If you put it on?
No, well, that's the thing. We need to
do
it.
We can do it. We can do it. We just got to get rid of this body real quick.
No, we're not. Leave the body out. It's fine. The body will be there. It's not going anywhere.
How are we the ones that have this together? Do you hear us?
Well, the Featherfall Five are just their daughters in tears. I don't know if they're going to be able to go. The Flamboni sisters, they're stout as always. You know, you can't really get them down. The Dwarven dwellers, they're already drinking. You know, that's how they deal with death. There's seven acts that need to happen. And if I know you guys only do two, which means we need five more acts. We need you to put the circus on. So this is how the circus happens, guys. There is three acts. I know I just said seven. but there's three acts. No, I'm sorry.
I said 12, but I really meant two.
Already lying. So there is the opening act, which is just one performer in the center ring. There is the build-up, which is two performers. There is the main event, which is just one performer, again, in the center ring. That one's usually of them all. And then there's a grand finale, which all three rings are used. You guys have six acts you can use besides the two player acts. So there is Axel's amazing aviary. He produces birds from underneath his cloak. They fly, they sing, they deliver sweets to the children in the audience. Axel, though, has never performed. Myra never let him. He always said that he wasn't ready. He wasn't cut out. He didn't have that circus life. But Myron actually really believed in the kid, and he thought he could do well. He was just testing him to make sure that he had circus in his blood. There's the Dwarven Throwers. See these tumblers shape themselves into living ballista and launch themselves through the air. They're just a family of dwarves that do crazy acrobatic stuff. You have Eliza and Mr. Tickles. She handles her deadly vipers of many kinds and dances 15-foot-long anaconda. You have the Flamboni sisters. See feats of juggling from these two brave sisters. Can they juggle fire, or will they set themselves on fire? You guys decide. There's the Feather
Wait, Fall. Wait, why would we decide?
did someone say fire?
Why would we decide if they live or die?
Hey, girls.
By your dice there, rolls.
Or maim girls, themselves.
Girls, go out there and set yourselves on fire.
I love that. I promise.
No, wait, don't do that. No.
We're going to have a couple more bodies. I think
Grimlock has done that already with his bigger is better.
Bigger is always better.
He's fucking...
Just man, like his mom used to tell him.
Just like my mom used to say.
This might seem like a Bobby Boucher and his mom type of relationship. Just kind of weird.
There's the Featherfall 5. That movie does not age well. No, it does not. It does not age well. There's the Featherfall 5. There's only four of them. No one really asks. The Cambali family balances on tight ropes with bounces, flips, and aerial feats to delight. And then there's Mordain the magician. Acts of illusion performed with skill, not magic. See Mordain escape from shackles, locks, and water-filled tank. You guys know that Mordain has the biggest ego out of everyone, but no one really talks back to her because she is the best act. And she has made it known that she constantly wants to be the main event, but her and Myron used to disagree a lot. So you guys can go and try to talk to these people. See which ones want to perform. Again, you guys have two acts between the five of you. You need five more acts. And you need to decide the order in which they come. Myron didn't really get a chance to tell everyone what order they're going in, so no one really knows what's going on. He always liked to keep you on your toes. You knew that. He always wanted to surprise you and the audience. So we really need to decide who's going. The clowns, they can go for another maybe 5 minutes or 10, but I don't see them entertaining this whole crew for that much longer. You guys can choose. Where do you guys want to do?
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm kind of like just grieving over the body.
I'm looking around, kind of like seeing if anybody's around, looking at the Myron's body to see if he has any valuables.
I go on when I'm told to go on.
Christ. Fucking digging through a dead man's pockets. Your dead employer.
No, I'm
Nas, is Nas, there anything in there? Stop doing that.
Is there anything?
Wait, what?
We will go over the body later. Myron needs the show to go on.
I think so too. The show must go on.
What if he has some snacks that might spoil?
You can check for snacks during after you perform.
It'll great idea. Now.
I hear everybody around me getting reprimanded, and I begrudgingly get back up and join the group. And I kind of mumble to myself,
"A man is born free, but is everywhere in chains."
Oh, that's deep.
I don't know exactly what that means, Akabu, but I think it was a good thing to say. I think you would have liked it. But please, figure out what is going on.
Okay.
So do we all come together to figure out, like, is a group, like, huddle in or something?
Yeah, and then do we have to go and talk to them individually, Joe?
Yep, you guys got to tell which acts are going on. You know, remember, the first one is the opening act, so there's only one person that needs to go on.
Okay.
All right, I just want to throw this out there. Myron said go out with bigger is always better, you know, from what his mom always used to say. And I think we should have fire at the end. Just fire, just some kind of crazy fire.
I would say fire at the beginning. Just wow them, you know.
Well, I personally think maybe the big fire stuff should be at the end as like a finale, not so much as this, because if you do the big stuff in the beginning, then it's just not gonna. The rest of the show will be boring compared to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Big. Yep. Better.
Why not? Time.
What the?
say that one more time.
Why not fire every time?
That's a great idea.
Because we don't have enough fire axe for every time, and then we can't add fire axe to everything.
We should get the fire girls and set them on fire for the last one.
Yeah. I think maybe the fire sisters can be after can be near the end. Personally, I think maybe I should go on as the first act because I can, you know, I'm pretty flashy, I get everyone's attention, and I'm kind of adorable, so you know people will like me. And then we can just have the.
I could actually go in, but it's I'm not a big fan of singing, even though it's kind of a stereotype for goblins, but it's something that, I can do.
That's you are just a clown, not really much big acting
and a backup clown at that.
A singing clown though, that it might blow people away. It might,
boundaries. You do, I don't think it'll be very great for us.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be surprised what I could do with this voice.
Dude, I am imagining like. Zach's character just going out there and wowing everybody, just lighting up that cigarette. Like when SpongeBob was sweeping on the in that talent show and everybody fucking loved it.
He goes up, puts down a stool, sits on it, lights a cigarette, and then applause.
I try to sound like Diana Ross or some like high, real high pitched voice, like Prince or
ooh.
Something.
Ooh. I got it. I think I have a good one. Maybe we could have those acrobats be the first act, and then me with my juggling, and with that boy with the flying with the birds can do the street. Can do. I feel like me and him could have really good chemistry together. And then Snap can go on because he has his own little three ring circus over there himself. Right, Snap.
Okay.
and then near the end we can have the magician girl. What's her name again? Myron? No, that's the dead dude.
Mordain
the magician, and then we can end with the Femboli sisters, and then we can light the whole town on fire if you like.
I can sing. I'm just throwing that out there.
Nash, no one's asking you.
Okay. So right. Who's?
That's all right.
Please, Naz, smoking my lungs.
Are you gonna die too now? We already got one dead boss.
So who gets his chicken?
I point to the dead guy.
Snap, you can have the chicken. The chicken is yours. As long as you do a good show, okay?
What about what's in his pockets?
He famously died with no pockets.
I'm having trouble visualizing this outfit with no pockets.
So does he just not have pants on?
His ass was chaps. This is chaps.
Was he wearing leggings?
Our boss just walked around in his boxers the whole time. he's like boxers out, legs out, rubbing his stomach, telling Chris, make it bigger. I need it bigger.
My mom's favorite saying.
Okay. He's like, so who's going out first?
I think we've agreed that it is going to be Fidget.
All right, Fidget. Are you ready?
Yeah, me and Bartholomew's will be ready as we ever be.
All right, Fidget. It's your time.
Don't Fidget, go ahead and other people
You want to do that now, or do you want to do that while Fidget's preparing?
I mean, I'm not. I have a show, so I don't tell anybody. I don't have a job.
Okay, we'll do it all at once. Fidget, you're first. Now, who are you going to tell to go second? Remember, there's two people going on after you.
Well, for a second, I guess we'll have the acrobat, the living ballista people. I forgot their name.
The Dwarven Throwers.
Dwarven Throwers, yes.
Okay. I think that's who's going to accompany them? Because there needs to be two.
The Bird Boy.
Bird Boy. So Dwarven Throwers and Bird Boy will be the build-up.
What's his name?
Axel's Amazing Aviary.
Axel's, okay, got it. Dwarven
Throwers. So you're going to have to go talk to them. Maybe do that.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to go do that. All right. And she walks away, kind of like, she's very uncomfortable with this whole situation that's been made to do right now.
Well, that makes sense. This is uncomfortable.
Okay.
So you're going to go talk to which one? And are you going by yourself?
I guess. I think, honestly, listen to all these jokers talk. She doesn't find them very reliable yet. So.
You don't trust the party just yet. That makes sense.
I'm also the new girl. I don't know anyone. And like they're all acting hella sus. So
who's that girl? It's Fidget.
All right, Fidget. So you're off to go talk to the Dwarven Throwers and
Axel. Axel the Maze Navery.
Yes. And you're gonna talk to him first?
Yeah, I'll talk to Axel first. Because okay. he seems to be more approachable than anyone else. How old is he? Is he human?
He's 20. He's got quite an interesting mustache, almost Hitler like.
Oh god.
Yeah. He's got the magician hat and the red cape on. He's got his bow tie ready to go. He's right now cleaning his shoes, but you take a look at him and go ahead and give me a perception throw.
Just straight up regular perception?
Yep, regular perception. There is no insight, I believe, in Pathfinder.
Okay.
This is the first roll. Oh yeah, by the way, listeners, we're all brand new to Pathfinder 2. If we get things wrong, we're gonna get things wrong, actually. Go ahead and follow our Twitter and yell at us on Twitter about it.
Don't yell at me.
Please don't yell at us, but follow us on Twitter.
Zach, insert the first roll music right here.
Yep, right now.
you gotta make the music first. Those lines. All right.
I rolled a 7 plus a 4 for perception. It's a 11.
All right. He's not that hard to read into. He is focused. You can tell that Myron meant a lot to him, and he knew Myron would love the show to go on. He wants to get on this. So you think just a good quick word of encouragement, and he's good to go.
How old is he?
He's about 20.
So Fidget approaches him, and she's in her. She's also in her performance like outfit. So it's like a bright red kind of like leotard looking thing with a lot of shimmer and like glitter and stuff all over her. She kind of approaches this Axel guy and just goes, hello. Hi, I'm Fidget. You're Axel, yeah?
Yes, that's me. I'm Axel.
Oh, good. Sorry, I'm new here, so I'm still getting used to all the new faces and all the new people around. But you're the bird axe, yeah? I think I saw you practicing earlier, like a day ago.
Not just birds. They're doves. They're nature's gift to us.
Oh, sorry. I'm not so familiar with birds. See, I thought I'm really with me. Well, she holds up her familiar. Look, I know it's probably been pretty rough, and I know it's just a big shock with Myron. I'm still shocked, and I only known him for so long. But we still are going to put the show, and I think it'd be really swell if you would go on as a second act with the Dwarven Throwers.
You're gonna let me go? I'm gonna play. I'm gonna do this.
Yeah. Oh my god. I've seen you practice, and it seems really.
You believe in me? Tell me you believe in me.
Say the words. I believe in you, Axel. You seem competent enough. You seem a little bit more headstrong than some of the other folks around here.
Fidget, I always knew I always knew you'd be the one. You'd be the one to give me my shot. I knew it. Oh. I knew it.
Okay.
Say no more. I'm ready. Whenever you want. Where do I go?
You're part of the second act with...
I'm the second act?
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to the dwarven
pillar. Oh my god, that's what I always wanted to do. Okay, no, go ahead. Go talk to them.
Okay, well, good talk. See you out there. Break a leg. And she walks away.
And if you look back, he's talking to his birds like he's stoked.
She doesn't look back. There's a lot of people here that are not meeting her vibe check.
You're in a circus.
Yeah, and you know what? She's a baby, and she thought it would be a lot more fun, but it seems a lot more traumatic, and she wasn't really expecting all the baggage.
People dying left and right.
Only left.
Okay, so now she's going to try that. She's going to go look for the dwarven throwers.
How you doing?
Oh, they're right there.
Hey, Fidget. Fidget, come here. Come here. Do you want to take a drink of this?
Yeah, hello. No, thank you. I just came here to ask you if you are ready to perform as the second act.
No, we're always ready. We're always ready.
Okay, great. That's great. Are you sure you should be drinking so much?
What are you talking about? You got a problem with my drinking?
I mean, I don't even know you, so I don't really know if you. I don't really know if you have a problem or not. I'm just saying, like, we're about to perform.
I don't got a problem. Do I got a problem, Steve? No, he don't got a problem. Yeah, that's right. I don't have a problem.
Are you guys like twins, or
there's seven of us? Do you think all dwarves are?
Are you quadruplet?
No, nope. We're all just seven friends.
Quadruplet?
Nope. All just seven friends. I mean, Steve is a cousin, but like thrice removed.
Because you all just sound so similar. So I just thought that maybe you're all related.
What do you mean we all sound so similar? I don't get that.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I meant no disrespect. My apologies.
Nope.
I'm new here. I'm just gonna try and get.
That's right. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Count on me. I'm good. Great.
All right. Well, you're on second act right after me. So, we'll break all seven legs out there, I guess.
There's 14 legs. There's seven of us. Seven times two, 14.
Well, you break a leg. You don't break both legs. You know what? Just have a good show. We'll get this all.
All right, Fidget. Go break your legs.
I don't want to break my legs. Okay, goodbye. Bartholomew, I don't know if I like you here anymore.
No, Fidget, you're fine. Fidget, it's okay. What? It's okay.
Who's talking?
It's me, it's Bartholomew.
Can't talk yet. I didn't give you that power today.
I am speaking through your mind.
That's not how that works.
Shut down.
Saw
Fidget talk to the dwarves, and things were getting heated, and Fidget was really like, you could tell that she was getting really nervous, but he decided to do nothing. I wanted to note that.
Oh my god. I almost did a fucking spit take across my computer.
I want you to know that I saw what was happening.
I could have done something.
Do nothing.
But I wanted you to flounder. Oh my god. Okay. All right, so I guess after that, Fidget's gonna, go wait on the sideline, waiting for the show to start, and she'll go out there and start the show.
Okay.
And so the others can handle the rest of the crew.
So after Fidget, you have the two people going up. You have the Dwarven Throw, and you're gonna have Axel. Then who's going to be the main event? That's one act.
Oh, the main event. We should probably have...
That was Snap's spot, wasn't it?
I did say Snap should go middle. But I mean, I don't know if you want to do that.
Who are you talking to right now?
The group. I'm talking to the air.
We could have Naz, I'm telling you, close the show with a banger.
They're just not there to reprimand Naz, so.
So, what, Snap fifth?
You're going to, let's see here. So the big number is going to be Snap?
Yes.
Okay. So
Snap ready for that?
Well, it's all the same. All shows, you know?
Before that even happens, Odin comes over. And Odin is Mordain's, like, little lackey. Just like a hey, guys. Mordain wanted me to tell you. And Mordain's, like, 3 feet away. That she is only going on if she is the main act. That's it. She wants to be... out there by herself. That's where she deserves to be. She deserves that.
Hmm. I'm just not there, so I can't put an input against it, so it's on you guys.
I'm Snap isn't there either.
Oof, this is a toughie.
Grimlock, Akbu, you know deep in your heart that Mordain is the most talented. She will not go unless she is the main act.
Wait, who's this talking to us?
Odin, this is Mordain's lackey.
Who Odin. Do we have slated as the main act right now?
No one really, I accidentally suggested Snap to be the main act.
Y'all are talking so much shit right now.
Look, what? Here, I don't really care both ways, but that's something for you and Snap to work out, maybe. So, you know, why don't you go do that? Leave me alone.
I will go talk to Snap. You point me in that little one's direction.
I point in the little one's direction.
I point vigorously.
I'm going to go talk to him. Does he always have the dinosaur by him?
Yeah, he does, and I would be quite careful.
That's a little... Okay, still going to do this.
And he looks back at Mordain, and she, like, nods at him. He's like, all right, I got this. And walks over to Snap.
Snap, I have a word with you.
So he walks up to Snap, and we're huddled up. Me, the Snowflake, and the Pugwampy. So he's got to, like, break into us.
He does, and Mordain is about 3 feet away.
So he's, like, in it?
Yeah, he, like, breaks in the middle.
So when he like, breaks in the middle and he says he wants a word, the dinosaur gets in his face. And so as he does, Snap's like, no, 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 Snow, no, no, don't get up. And then Snow starts, like, chasing after him. Does he run? Does he just let the thing tackle him?
He had a bunch of papers in his hand, drops them, and says, Mordain, I can't do it, and just runs.
As he runs, Snow keeps chasing him, and he drags Snap along with his little body hanging out. He's like, no, Snow, no! And then as soon as the dude leaves, like, he's far enough, the Snow stops, and then Snap's like, perfect! That was perfect! Here you go! And I toss him a book.
Mordain clears his throat. Snap, I have to be the main act. I am tremendously more talented than you and your little pet.
My show is just us. We don't share the stage with anyone else. It's too dangerous. And you saw Snowflake, he almost just ate your buddy.
Well, I will not go on then. I will sit this out.
That literally makes no difference to me.
Okay. Good luck. And she walks away.
I don't care.
Alright. So that's that. So who's gonna... You got Fidget. You got Axel, the Dwarven Throwers. You guys still need a few more acts.
I was gonna talk to the Juggling Sisters, who I believe are slotted alongside... who?
They're the finale, right?
Yeah. So they're by themselves?
No, the finale has... Okay, so the intro, the start... has one act, or one performer. The build-up has two performers. The main event has one, and the finale has three performers.
Oh, the classic 1-2-1-3 defense.
Yes, the classic 1-2-1-3 defense. So you guys need people to fill the finale.
Okay.
The Flamboni, the Featherfall 4, or Featherfall 5, and Eliza.
I don't remember who we declared going last.
It would have to be all three of them. It would have to be the Flambonis, the Featherfall, and the Snake Lady. They would all have to be the finale. So you get to go talk to all three of them to tell them, hey, you're doing this.
Grimlock, you know the Flambonis because you work well with. They're by Myron's body, but, like, one of the sisters is, like, has a hand on Myron, but, like, does, like, the Pathfinder equivalent of the sign of the cross and points up to the sky. No. Points up, and they're good to go. You don't think you need to talk to them. Just tell them when they need to go on.
Okay. Then I'm going to go up to them and just say, you Jamboni sisters, you guys are going on last.
Grimlock, we are the Flamboni sisters, and my accent changed in the middle of this.
Well, that's very fine and all. I'm just saying,
just bigger's better. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say.
Bigger is better, as Myron always said. God rest his soul. Eridan rest his soul.
And maybe just be a little extra careful. There might be a little more fire than he used to.
Okay. All right. So now you got Eliza to talk to, and the flame bunnies, and silence.
I guess I'll talk to Liza, who's the who? The snake lady?
Snake lady, yeah.
All right.
Oh, hello there, Grimlock.
Oh, hi there. You going on last, okay? Any questions? Okay,
well,
good.
But can you take a look at my snake over here? Mr. Tickles don't look so good.
This is Southern crazy euphemism.
What?
I take a look at her snake.
Bigger is always better.
This circus is suspect.
All right. Yeah, Mr. Tickles doesn't look the best. You can give me a medicine or nature check.
Mm-hmm. Great. I will.
Are you trained in either of those?
I'm sure he'll pass that with fine.
I am trained in medicine.
Okay.
Not well trained. I got a 9. I got a 4. No, a 5+4.
So yeah, you don't really know what's going on. I can't understand what is wrong with Mr. Tickles. He's not himself. He's not what he used to be. He used to be 17 feet. Now he's only 16 feet.
Solid 16 feet.
I mean, that's still pretty big if you ask me. I can't tell much. I don't know much about snake anatomy, but...
Is there anyone here who can help Mr. Tickles? The poor soul, he needs help.
Okay, let me take a look at him. Let me take a look.
Oh my god, Snap! Where did you come from?
Okay, so a...
Medicine or nature check.
Medicine or nature check. 10. I think it's 16 total.
All right, with a 16, that's good. You know that Mr. Tickles got the goblin pox. So you can tell her that it's not lethal. It's like a cough.
Okay.
Anyone with medicine can try to treat it. If they give me a medicine check.
Okay.
To treat disease.
How do I do that? Just a medicine check?
Yeah. Are you trained in medicine?
Yeah, okay, so a medicine check, so a d20. So, plus 6.
So 15. 15. Ah, so close. But you can tell her that it's just goblin. You might be a little slower today.
Who's, you got the goblin pox?
Oh, the goblin pox?
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Okay. What do you mean it's not looking good?
So he shouldn't die, but if he does, he'll still be edible, so... Keep that in mind.
Goblin pox
can't really transfer from eating, so.
Okay, I will keep that in my mind. Thank you. So, there's that. She's ready to go. And then your last one is the Featherfall 5.
And what do they do?
They're a trapeze artist.
Mm.
They're second, right?
No, they're the last. Alongside the last two people we talked to. Okay, so I go along the... I go towards the Featherfall 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are they doing?
The youngest daughter is crying. It seems to be a family. There's a dad, a mom, an aunt, and the daughter. And the daughter's just crying. She really liked Myron. But she's like 12, you'd say, so she's a child.
She'll get over it. Okay, I go towards the father, the paternal figure.
Yeah, yes, Grimlock. How can I help you? What's going on?
I just wanted to let you know that you guys are going on left, and if you need anything, let me know. I put together some of those trapezes, so I know you're familiar with them, but if you need anything else, just run it by me, okay?
I am glad you're here, though, because we always perform with a net in case something happens, you know? What we do is dangerous, but our nets, they have holes in them. They can't catch us.
Well, I thought you were the Featherfall because you guys had the spell Featherfall or something.
No, we are not magical beings. We are just purely skilled people. We do not incorporate magic into them.
Well, maybe you fall like a feather? Like you have the grace of a feather?
No, we fall and we splat.
Maybe you should rethink your name then.
I understand, but we will not go out there with these nets like this. It's just, someone's dead. Our nets are cut. Something is happening.
Wait, they had nets, but they were cut?
Yeah, they're cut. You can do an investigation checker.
Let me go take a look real quick. I go look at the nets. Mm-hmm. Where is perception at again? Oh, right here. 17.
Awesome. 17. Good job. So you're looking at these, and these aren't like, one, they're not clean cut through. They're like, they've been gnawed. Like, it's like a bunch of somethings just gnawed through the nets. It wasn't anything that a person could do with like a knife, but it looked like they were bitten through by maybe rats.
Doesn't help because there's several weird creatures among our group.
That also doesn't help.
Could be a number one of them. Well, I'll table that, and I just want to put them back together. Maybe like, I don't know, go get some spare rope or something and tie it.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll give it to you. You are an inventor.
I am an inventor.
So let's go ahead and try that. Go ahead and give me a... What kind of checks do you guys have?
Crafting?
Yeah, give me a crafting check.
That's 11 plus a 7, 18.
All right. So, you do it. They don't see you do it, though. And I'm going to give you this info. If you convince them to do it without a net, they're going to be able to earn 2 excitement extra for every success.
If they could see me. Okay. So, can I put the net on, show it to them, and then take it off before they go, so the audience will see. So the audience sees that it's not there.
Oh shit, son!
Are you gonna tell them this?
No. Because the audience just needs to know, right? That they're defying like these crazy, you know, they're being more dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that.
Bigger's always better.
Bigger's always better, as. What's his name said?
He died 5 minutes ago.
So I repair it with some rope and some other stuff, you know, and it's holding pretty good. And I go and I get the person I was talking to.
His name's Clark.
Clark. Clark, if you want to take a look, the net's all good to go. Something weird happened, but it's all fixed now. Yep.
Something weird happened, but it's good?
It's good.
Can I test it out?
You could test it out.
Okay, he pulls on it. He tries to rip it apart. It's like, oh, this is good. Having you around is really helping us out. I trust you. Holy.
Whatever.
I trust
okay.
My 12-year-old daughter's life with you.
Me and hopefully the Featherfall spell you have, right? Okay. Scroll? You have a scroll?
No scrolls.
Any magic ring?
Scroll. Nope. Don't have magic. Just us and God.
Well, hopefully he's watching you closely now. Okay. Talk to you later.
No, he doesn't have to watch too closely because we have a net now. Thank you. So he's already, he's consoling his daughter as she cries about Myron, but they're getting ready to go on. All right.
Okay.
The crowd is set. The clowns are tired as hell. They're sweating profusely as they've held the show on for like 20 minutes.
It's actually starting to get real creepy.
Did anyone leave? Can you tell me that people leave?
Clown's got to do something.
Give me a perception throw.
Shit.
Roll a 12.
Yeah, the left corner. Like, a few of them are really anxious. And you've seen a couple empty seats.
Oh, we better start. Okay.
All right, Fidget. You're on.
Okay, all right. So I'm now just like going to go out there and like do my whole spiel.
Yep.
So Fidget runs out into the center ring where everyone can see her. And she is a little, she's a little like off put by just the amount of people around. She's a little nervous. Like she kind of has never done a crowd this big before. So she's just going to raise her hands up and she's going to call out, yeah, hello, my name is Fidget. I will be your fantastical, phantasmal opening act for y'all today at here, the Circus of Wayward Wonders. Now, who's ready for a show? And as she says that, she's going to she's going to cast a spell.
What does she cast?
She casts color spray straight into the air. So a torrent of colors explode from her palm into a 15-foot cone above her head. And while that has happening, Bartholomew, my little familiar assistant, is going to start pulling out. Like, she put a bag on the ground, and he is starting to pull out various accoutrements for her to juggle. Things like little like colored balls or rolling pins juggling pins.
Yes, juggling pins.
Yeah, and she's going to start doing that. And as she is juggling, she is going to cast every third rotation of the juggling. She's going to cast a cantrip called Telekinetic Projectile. And she's gonna send one of the juggling pins that at its highest arc. She's gonna send it soaring 30 feet in the air, and then as it falls, she's gonna she's practiced a few times because this is her act. So she's gonna catch it and continue juggling. But she just kind of cycles through that. Like, just sending more and more things higher into the air with this cantrip she has.
All right, so let's get that first check. So, listeners, the circus, it's based off a system that was really well done and created. I honestly forget who created the system for the circus, but I'll give them a shout-out later. It's well done. The numbers just add up perfectly, and it's nice and seamless. And if you don't want to put this in your games, that's fine. There's even an abridged version of this. But for right now, I'll give you guys a quick update. Myron, the head of the circus, he was out and about promoting the hell out of the show. Oops. And because of that...
okay. It's fine. Do you want to keep going your thing, or do you want to say whatever?
I'm going to keep going, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that. That's a number. Because of that, he was able to bring 15 anticipation to this. The whole goal of the circus is to have the excitement level match or succeed, go over the anticipation level. They start with 0 excitement, and right now they have 15 anticipation. So they're trying to get up to that 15 number. However they roll affects how that excitement goes up or goes down, in what's about to happen.
Okay, so Fidget rolled... Is this a performance check, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, yep. Fidget rolled a 3, but she has a +9 performance. Okay. So that's a 12. So unless there's something else I add because you sent me the other thing, let me show real quick.
Nope, that's it.
But so,
you have the option right now. That's just a normal failure. I mean, nothing. No excitement gain or excitement loss.
A 12 is a failure?
Yes, the DC is a 15.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can send in the clowns.
No, the tired.
No, the backup clown.
Backup clown could take over the show.
I don't trust the backup clown.
You can send in the normal clowns, and that will bring your failure to a success.
We only can do that once per act.
Oh, okay.
Is there no debuff though, since they're like super tired?
Not just flavor.
No.
I'm just asking. I just want to make sure Nate makes the best decision.
Because you have Naz as a backup clown, you can send in the clowns twice per act.
Okay. So yeah, I will send in the clowns, and they will. We'll do a little bit of slapstick, as maybe I will just let one of my things just fall on their head.
Yeah, you know? That's hilarious.
Totally harmless. That up. They totally that harmless. Up. Nothing heavy. I'm not gonna brain them with a fucking pin. I'll hit them in the head with a ball or something. It's not gonna hurt them.
Sell it like the Rock sells a stone cold stunner.
Exactly.
It's okay. Clowns aren't people.
you're right. They're not. They're crazy mystical nightmares. So Fidget will call in the clowns and we'll incorporate them into her act as she juggles for the crowd. All right,
so that brings you guys up by 1 excitement. Now, you're doing an agile trick, which can, again, but instead of at a -5, you get a -4.
Yeah. I'll do it again.
You want to do that again?
I'll do it again.
All right.
I'll do it again. I think that was a fluke. I think that 3 was a fluke. It's okay, because I have a +9.
I believe in your rolls, Nate. Let's get it.
+9. That's fine. See? I rolled a 7 +9. Which is 16.
-4.
Oh, fuck me.
keep the clowns there.
Keep the clowns there.
Send in the backup.
Send in the backup clowns. This time Naz will show up.
I show up?
Yeah, he's gonna show up. And you're gonna be a clown. You're not gonna ruin the act if you're smoking.
Yes.
What do you do as the backup clown?
Can I do my performance?
Sure. What do you do?
Fuck yes. So all the clowns, you know, dancing all around, you know, the things are flying all over the place. Then all of a sudden, everything turns to pitch black.
Wait, I can't juggle. It's pitch black.
Wait, we don't have light tech.
We don't have light tech. There's no lights.
Hold on. I'm not done. Then you just see like little flames kind of go around the ring that I'm in. I'm in the middle. Then there's like a big flame that gives me a bit of a spotlight. Then you hear my lighter. Then I take in one whiff or puff of the cigarette that I have. Then I blow out the smoke. Then I eat the cigarette. Then I have a microphone. Out of nowhere. I don't know where I got it.
Microphone?
What's the microphone? What's happening? Just roll with it. Then I start singing this amazing, beautiful voice that sounds like Andre Puccelli. And I start singing Ave Maria. Ave Maria. And everybody's going crazy. So unexpected. What do I have to roll?
You have to roll to see that reaction.
You don't have to roll. It just happens.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Fidget is so mad right now.
Like, I just want to say that Akbu is kind of like patrolling outside of security.
Oh, yeah. Akbu, you are security. Akbu, you see, and because you're there, you can point it out to the rest of the crew, that there's in the middle of the show, before Naz even gets on, there's three people over here that are just being loud, obnoxious. They're like, I bet she drops this one. 5 silver says she's drop it. She's going to drop it. There's no way. There's no way she's going to do this. And then when she succeeds on the fails the first attempt, they're like, nice trick. Nah.
Oh, the classic knot.
Yep. So yeah, they're right here. What do you say?
I asked them very kindly if they could, you know, kind of just tone it down a little bit, let everybody else around them enjoy the show.
Oh, look at this guy. This guy's over here. Go ahead and give a diplomacy check.
Well, that's just a flat 11. I have no bonuses to it.
All right, so that wasn't a critical failure, just a regular failure.
Oh, sweet.
Look at this guy. He thinks he's all tough, the little quiet act, asking us to quiet down. This is a show. We paid our tickets. We can do what we want. Thank you. Why don't you go back? Go backstage with your circus freaks, unless you want in on the action.
You know, normally Akbu would be a pacifist and would only engage in this kind of behavior if there was really no other option. But seeing as how there was a death earlier today and he's still kind of upset that the body hasn't been treated with respect, he just kind of replies back, like kind of doubles down, like, please, if you do not calm down, everybody else will not enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's not gonna work on us. That quiet. Boo, and they throw popcorn at you.
Is it just me working security detail?
I mean, the others see this happening now. It's kind of drawing attention to the crowd as well.
Beat 'em up. The others as in us, or the other security detail?
The others as in you guys.
Oh, I'm busy. I'm busy being embarrassed.
I'm singing my heart out.
I'm being embarrassed out there. I don't deserve this kind of shit.
That's so, in the background.
Do the other two of you do anything?
Yeah, Grimlock comes out of the behind the tent or whatever that behind the whatever behind, and I go back up. I go back up my boy Akbu, and I say, "Well, what seems to be the problem here?"
Now they got a little one over here. Now they're really trying to go. We're just here enjoying our time. If you could just let us be. Unless you want in on the action. Right now we got 5 silver, says she drops another one.
You are ruining the sanctity of the performance.
We had enough of you, quiet man.
One gold piece that she succeeds, and then
You guys have to be quiet for the rest of the night.
Okay. He wants to play.
He just showed up and was like, hey, a grand.
I know. Gold is a lot. These guys, if they worked like 3 months straight, could make maybe 5 gold.
You know?
But no, yeah, you do it.
I put my money where my mouth is, you know?
Yeah.
Part of me hopes that Grimlock actually has this amount of money on him.
Yeah, what's...
Just in case things don't work out.
Each.
Oh. Grimlock, do you have that much money?
Wait. No, it's just me and the bet.
Let us discuss.
Yeah, and while they're discussing, I kind of like lean in towards Grimlock and I'm like, do you have that kind of money on you?
One of these pockets here, I have all my money, yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
All right, so we've decided, and yes, we'll take it. 1 gold. If she fails, we get it. If she wins, we'll shut up.
Deal.
All right, Nathan. No pressure, but you have a -8 to this roll.
Wait, I'm doing another roll? I didn't realize I was doing another roll. I didn't want to do it a third time.
Wait, what happens if
they can do another act? Or they could do something else.
Oh, do you want to bet on the next act?
What did you say about you being the best, so you should go first?
I didn't say I was the best.
I said
I was pretty confident. And like, look, it still worked out. It still was no failure.
You have exhausted every resource you have.
I know. I used every tool I could. And then I got showed up by this.
Oh, remember, everyone, you all have hero points. You can re-roll one roll.
No.
Oh,
okay, maybe
I'm not a hero.
Maybe Fidget is done with her act and the next one comes in and we'll just use that shit.
Yeah, we'll use that for the next one.
She's almost in tears and she was run off because of fucking that. This guy.
I'm walking off.
Doing bad. Smoking another cigarette.
You flicked the last one right at your forehead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I fucking throw a thing at him. And it's gonna hurt.
The crowd is laughing their ass off.
So glad.
And they're chanting, Nas! Nas!
Oh, wow. That's Fidget. Amazing.
Like Super Smash Bros.
Fidget is pissed. Out. She's traveling. Like,
out. Tears are welling up.
You let the damn backup clown steal your thunder.
Backup clown.
As I walk off, I say, "You call yourself a performer?"
Shit! Goddamn!
Oh man! All right. So the next up.
Oh my god!
For the audience, I rolled to attack on Nash, and I fucking Nash.
Oh my god!
Can I roll something for
So what happens?
Oh,
he already misses.
He already missed you.
That's a critical miss in Pathfinder.
You light a cigarette, and he falls on his face right in front of you.
No, that's exactly what happens.
No, it doesn't, because I didn't swing. I tried to use my spell on him.
Oh, you tried to use a spell? Oh, no.
I tried to use a telekinetic projectile and throw a juggling pin at him. But it failed, because I missed.
All right, you hit a child's popcorn.
I run away. I'm done.
Crying.
Right. So, it's time for Axel and the Dwarven Throws to go. But the crescendo of the music happens. Everything's ready, and the drum roll keeps going, and the Dwarven Throwers are out, but Axel isn't out yet. He's standing there. He's got stage fright.
Oh my god.
Someone's gonna need to go talk to him.
Fidget will take a deep breath. wipe her tears. try to clean up her smudged makeup. And walk up to Axel and just kind of go, you get to your turn, Axel. Are you gonna go out there?
I saw what happened to you. I saw the audience.
Yeah, part of me wanted to say that maybe Fidget isn't the best person to talk to him right now, but...
You let the clown take control. I don't want that to be me.
It's not gonna... Look. Maybe I didn't do so great, but this is my first night. And this is your first night, too, and it's gonna be... And you know what? Even though the clowns came and they... And that one shithead kind of like took it all away, but like it's not gonna happen to you. Just don't if you have to call on the clowns, just don't call on them a second time. Then it's gonna fuck you over. But look at them all. And she like gestures to the crowd. Like they're still having a good time. They'll still remember us. They'll still remember you, right? It's all gonna work out. It's gonna be fine.
A diplomacy check.
Okay. Plus eight. So that's I roll a natural 20 for hyping up this kid. I can't do my own show. Yeah, that's a 28 for diplomacy.
That is amazing.
You know what, Fidget? You're right. I can be better than you, and I will be.
Yep, that's what I was saying. Yep,
He turns around with like a big like whip of his cape. He's like, "Let's go, fly."
When he leaves, Snap takes his place next to Fidget, and he goes,
"Oh, I get it. You're one of those people who is good at telling people what to do, but you can't do anything. That makes sense."
You know, I just don't know if I like goblins anymore. She walks away.